Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today. It's a beautiful sunny morning, and there's a lot to cover. But again, it's a day that ends in Y, so that must mean that there's more cyber attack, ransom attacks, and just mayhem when it comes to our information being bought and sold by everybody. Plus, today we have a sponsor, which is fitting, Private Internet Access, and I will talk about them a little later. First things first, one of the largest insurance companies on the planet Earth is Prudential. We've all heard of them. Prudential has over $50 billion in assets, 50,000 clients, $1.2 trillion in assets that they manage. And they just announced last week that they were the victims of a hacking and a cyber attack. Okay? Absolutely awful. So with that, what did they get? They got everybody's, you know, bank information, everybody's social security number, driver's license number, date of birth, everything that you would need to go out and to commit identity theft. And they got it from hundreds of thousands of people. This is the second time in a year that Prudential got hacked. Prudential got hacked last spring of last year, and they lost 320,000 people to an outside vendor. And they said, oh, we sealed that up. It's not an issue anymore. Well, it is an issue because the 320,000 people asked them if they like identity theft and having all their information stolen. So because these companies are public, they have an obligation to let us know that this stuff happens right away. So when this happens, they're supposed to notify us immediately, and their, their 8K filing, they filed that and told everybody that this information was leaked and it was a bad hacking group that took all this information. So the problem that you're going to have is you're going to have this happen more and more and more often. Now, the next one is there's a drive rideshare company that deals with children and adults. It's Hop, Skip, Go. And what they do is they, Hop, Skip, Drive. They are like an Uber and a Lyft for grandma, okay? Grandma can go there and you can hook it up, and it's very simple to use, and it's also for children. So if you have kids that are a, you need them to get to school, you need them to get to grandma's house, you can have them go to Hop, Skip, Drive, and they will pick it up and they'll be safe. The drivers are all checked out and everything. Now the drivers just got hacked. They just had a hacking group go through and steal all the identities and all the information from their drivers. So all this information was taken, and to the tune of over 150,000 people. Isn't that terrible? So their biggest client is the Denver school district, the federal school district. I mean, it's terrible, absolutely terrible. So again, when is this stuff going to stop? They keep going after these people time and again. And I understand the big fish that they're trying to go after with, like Prudential. But the rideshare company, here's the worst part about the rideshare company. They're not a public company. This happened last summer, okay? June, July, it was detected at the end of July. When did they report it? 2 days ago. So we got the news story, and you can read it below. From 2 days ago, this information was finally released to the public. So how would you like to be a driver working for them for the last 8 months and you find out that your information, I wonder why somebody's applying for credit in my name. Think about this. This is something you have to look at. You've got to check to make sure that your information has not been leaked out there. Change your passwords as often as possible. Don't make them simple, make them difficult. The iPhone is doing something now that I thought was really irritating in the beginning. They are recommending really difficult passwords that they like, hey, try this password. The only problem is you'd have to write it down. It's got funky images and figures and different keystrokes and things like that that you'd have to copy to save to make it worthwhile. If you can do that, do that. But think about difficult passwords. My IT guy is constantly on me about how you've got to have really odd symbols in your passwords that nobody would generally think of. And that's the best thing you can do. And change your password often, and don't save it on your phone. The final part of this first segment is people with smart TVs. Now, here's the thing. The problem with the advent of smart TVs is that people don't want to spend $5,000 on a TV anymore. They want to get something for $500. The problem with this is that a lot of these come from China, who they say have malware built into them, and that you should really think twice about setting up your TV and having it connected to the internet in the first place, because your data can be stolen. Because let's face it, I had a buddy set up a TV in the studio. It's tied to different online portals. And I'm like, I'm not giving you my credit card. Oh, I'll do it. It's just a formality. So he did that. I thanked Tom for that. But the point is that it's crazy, guys, because if you do get hacked and they have your password, they're going to steal it right there. Okay? So be very careful. But again, hacking after hacking after hacking, it's getting to be too much, guys. Okay? Let me know if you've heard of anything. Always email me, hello@iallegedly.com. But the Prudential one, that's very serious, because so many people have insurance with Prudential and they have, you know, so many clients right now. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access, VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. What that does is from your cell phone, your computer, your laptop, your iPad, it gives you a tunnel of encryption from your device to any website that you go to. This includes your bank, it includes your pension. Anything that you search online can be protected with a VPN. The best one is Private Internet Access. It's 83% off the regular price. They've given us such a tremendous deal because, first of all, it's the iAllegedly product of the year for the last 2 years, 2022 and 2023. It is an absolutely amazing product. You get 83% off the regular price. Use the link below and sign up today. It is pennies a day to protect yourself. There is no hardware to install. It is literally pressing one button and you are online and you are protected from any place you're at. Now, I use this thing constantly. I've used it, I counted 3 times already today that I've turned the VPN on. Let me show you how simple it is to use. It is this simple. There's no hardware to install. One button, click it, watch, it'll turn green. Once it turns green, I'm protected. I can surf the net and not worry about anybody knowing anything about me. It's pretty cool. That's it, guys. One button and you're protected. Now, here's the other cool thing that's really been a great feature. When you think of sporting events, we just had the Super Bowl. You know, I was at Formula One in November with my daughter and wanted to see the international feed. Well, we could change our country with the ISP address and we could watch the international feed for Formula One. It's absolutely amazing. It's very inexpensive. Check it out today. Use the link below. But again, guys, you need to be protected. With all these hacking stories, you need to protect yourself, protect your search history from the bad guys, from the government, from everybody. Protect yourself. Get a VPN from Private Internet Access today. Use the link below. Save 83% off. Again, pennies a day. Plus, the best single feature is it covers every device on your account. So all your laptops, all your cell phones, your iPad, everything in your house is protected with one payment. Check it out today. It's incredibly simple to use. Use the link below. You're going to hear a familiar theme for the next 3 to 4 months right now, and that is that we cannot borrow ourselves to oblivion. We just heard the one and only Jamie Dimon talk about this, about how there's a debt bubble. And one thing Bob said in one of the last videos was that once you get to the point that they're talking about it, the politicians, Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, the problem's done, it's too late. Next guy to step forward is a guy named Paul Tudor Jones, who's a legendary investor. It's a great article below talking about how this debt bubble is out of control. The economy is on steroids. Everything is fake right now. And with a fake economy, you have to get to reality because eventually you're going to have to pay up. And once you pay up, it's going to be cataclysmic and collapse. Okay? So what do you want, guys? I mean, you can't just continue to print money and act like everything's okay. You're going to see commercial real estate completely collapse. My friend Doug who, in the next week or so, I'm going to go out and post houses with him and do foreclosures with him. It's getting busier by the week. Busier and busier and busier. Okay? So, Mr. Jones is talking about how this is completely upside down. People need to look at this and understand that it's going nowhere. Now, another story somebody sent me out of Madison, Wisconsin. The city of Madison, Wisconsin, Satya Conway is the mayor of the city. And she says, you know, this year we're going to have a $27 million shortfall for revenues and our expenses. So what are we going to do? We're going to create some fees. In other words, taxes. They're going to invent taxes on the city to make you pay for it. You poor people in Wisconsin. So I'm sure your property taxes aren't protected. I'm sure that they're going to come up with trash fees and water fees and connection fees. And oh, it's the, you know, it ends in Y, so you got to charge you more money. But what it's going to do is make it so that you're going to pay more to live in Madison, which is terrible. A $27 million shortfall that they don't know how to fix. So we have to get to reality, guys, on everything, on absolutely everything. Tell me what's working right now. Seriously. You know what's working is, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was talking about her budget, and she's like, you know, I think I'm going to hit my 401k a little early. And I'm like, don't. Do you really need the money that bad? Don't do it. Just wait. And this is somebody who's really fiscally responsible and doing a good job with their money and living, you know, within her means. A lot of people don't do that. Madison, Wisconsin's not doing that. Madison, Wisconsin's got a $27 million shortfall that they're going to tax people to oblivion on. Now, another thing that was sent to me that was disgusting was the state of Illinois. Think about this. You know, they're in the news all the time. Crime is running rampant. The mayor of Chicago is an imbecile that you guys voted in. And, you know, things are bad. How about this? They went to 27 schools where not one child is prolific in reading. In 37 schools for reading. 37 schools, not one child is at the reading level. Okay? Come on, guys. Remember when, you know, the three R's? Reading, writing, arithmetic. Remember all that nonsense? We had school and we had accountability for our grades. 37 schools where there's not one person reading at grade level. Now, go to math, it's 26 schools where people can't add up. You know, well, if you sell drugs and I sell drugs to Johnny and he does this, okay, so you got some kids that can do math. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. Whatever, guys. This is our youth of today is going to be taking care of us in a hospital bed someday. Remember that. And if you want these people that can't add and can't read, you know, they're not going to be nurses. They're not going to be doctors. What are they going to be? Seriously. Okay? So, take care of your own house. Take care of your own household. Take care of your city, your business. I am telling you, everybody out there that I talk to, Bring it in. Do you need new equipment? Buy it on the cheap. Do some research. I don't care if it's tools. Buy them on Craigslist because there's some guy that needs to pay rent right now and he'll sell you his tools on the cheap. And I am telling you, I've told people this advice time and time and time again. You want it right now? This is reminiscent of the pre-2008 days when everything started to go on sale. You're going to see everything be discounted and you need to reach out and grab it and buy it because it's going to be free. But be responsible for your self-financing. Dave Ramsey, God, he brought up such a great point. You know, if you can't afford a 15-year mortgage on your house, you can't afford the house. Now, that's the most Dave Ramsey thing I've ever heard, where really he extended himself, because remember, you should pay cash for your house. You should be able to write a check for it. Well, Dave, I didn't save $480,000. Well, then don't get the house. His thing is changing now. If you can afford a 15-year mortgage, you can afford that house. If you can't, don't buy the house. Now, again, buying real estate right now, if you look online and if you had the emails of people that sent me stuff, people hate. I mean, I'm talking about the biggest complaint right now is being a landlord. They cannot stand it. They're not getting their money's worth. Yes, they will make money out of it in the long run, but man, oh man, is the headaches not worth it? And if they're new at it, you better partner with somebody else. That's the thing about this. When you listen to guys like Grant Cardone and real estate investors out there, and there's a ton of them on YouTube and TikTok, if you partner with these people and they understand how to deal with this, you're going to cut so many of the headaches out. Oh, this is normal. These people don't pay. This is how you deal with it. This is what happens when you have repairs. It's nice to know somebody who's been around the block and done that instead of you having the learning curve. Because what's going to happen with these Airbnbs, especially here in California, it is going to get crazy. Los Angeles County just passed a new ordinance, and I won't talk about this all the way yet, but it is so insane with what you can do with Airbnbs. And think about this. It has to be your primary residence for you to list it as an Airbnb. Think of the thousands of houses that were purchased that are not people's primary residence, and they're going to try to pull the shenanigans and have it be an Airbnb. It's not going to fly in Los Angeles County. It's going to be a complete disaster moving forward, and this is going to get shut down. But those houses are going to have to get unloaded. Watch, mark my words. And think about it. If you've got a really high-end house, you know, there's a VRBO is another one, Vacation Rental by Owner VRBO. I finally learned what VRBO meant. And my friend's son, that's all he uses is VRBO because they're nicer, higher-end houses, and they pass all these different rules and regulations, and they're still having difficulties renting these places out. You're going to have a flood of houses be put on the market between now and summer. Mark my words. Mark my words on this. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of this stuff, too, because nobody, real estate prices are going to shoot up, Dan. Everything's going to be great. Okay, maybe. Maybe, but you're going to see a ton of foreclosures. You're going to see people that cannot afford their lifestyle with all these layoffs and everything that's happening. Mag 7 out of Missouri is a smelting plant, okay? They just announced that 500 people are going to lose their jobs. Because of the cold winter, they cannot fire up the smelter, and they cannot get the investment to keep the place going. 500 people, adults in that town, are going to lose their job. What do you think that's going to be like? Seriously. Oh, yeah, Dan, a smelting plant. How many of you work at a smelting plant? Can you tell me what you do there? Think about that, okay? Again, these smaller towns, if that's what they rely on to feed their children and to pay for everything, and 500 people are losing their job this week. It's done. It's done. So let me know about this. Share any thoughts you want. Here's a few great tax stories. I love walking through the island and seeing all this construction, all these rich people working on their homes. It must be nice. Tax stories. How about this? Tax refunds are down an average of 57% right now. Ow. Ow. Think that hurts people? Yeah, it kills them right now, because if you're banking on $5,000, $6,000 and you get $2,200, yeah, it's a big deal, okay? So there's that. The next thing is, remember Silicon Valley Bank went out of business and it was a garage sale and this bank picked up this part and this bank picked up this part? Well, the IRS steps forward and says, wait a second, somebody needs to pay the taxes from the bank. So they're suing the FDIC right now and saying, hey, we want the taxes that we're supposed to get paid from this for $1.2 billion in taxes that didn't get paid. And again, the fat cats of the world that go out there and fleeced us. And again, I'm telling you, First Republic, Jamie Dimon, they took everything they wanted. You're going to hear this story again about how this didn't get paid, that didn't get paid. Well, that's a headache. Who wants to pay your taxes? You guys really want to do that? Well, apparently not. But now the IRS is suing the FDIC. How about that? Okay? One agency after another agency for this. So they're going to get their money. Great story out of Australia. Think about this. The Australian tax collector, their version of the IRS, the GST, they have a social media scandal where employees, okay, hundreds of them, went out and filed false returns. Huh? Yeah. And I love this term. They're starting to sack people. I love that term. And with that great accent, but these people got refunds via social media thinking they'd never get caught for as high, the lows were $38,600. $38,600. And the highest return was $2.4 million. Okay? So, hello. Okay? And again, these people thought that they would never get caught. So, great story. Read it below. But again, They're going to get their money, guys. They're going to get their money. And just like Madison, Wisconsin, what do? We don't have enough money coming in. We'll just raise taxes. We'll just charge fees. We'll think of something new. But you want to live in Madison, Wisconsin? It's going to be one of the most expensive cities in America because of that. Mark my words about this stuff. So tax refunds are down. People are making less money. People have less. It's awful, okay? Let me know what you think about this, but these people in Australia, I laughed so hard. When you read these stories and you see that somebody got a $2.4 million fake tax return refund, okay? You don't think you'd get caught doing that? You don't think that there's some auditor out there that's looking to catch stuff like this? And then they worked there, okay? So you can't make this up, guys. Share your thoughts on that. I'm gonna end this video on these last couple stories. The first one is Super Bowl commercials, whether you liked them or not. They were just okay this year, I thought. A couple clever ones. But one of them got a tremendous discount, the Dawn Project. This is the second year in a row that they got a tremendous deal, a $550,000 commercial that would normally be $7 million. And what they did was they spouted on how, Elon Musk is terrible. We need to stop self-driving cars, and you need to contact the government and make it so that he shuts it down immediately, that these are just going to kill people. And they got to do this in front of a worldwide audience for $550,000. Okay, deal of the year. Okay, and again, because it's Elon Musk. Now, here's the funny thing. Two things to end this video with. Elon Musk is in talks with the shareholder that won the lawsuit and got his compensation package thrown out. They're in talks with him to settle. So I'm sure that guy's going to get a healthy payday to turn his head and say, yeah, Elon Musk is worth $55 billion. So there's that. And the final story is Jeff Bezos is creeping towards being the richest man in the world because he keeps selling Amazon stock, and he's getting closer and closer and closer to catching up with Elon Musk. So again, of all the things in the world, these guys could solve homelessness. They could solve a thing called world hunger. And they're, worrying about the size of their boats. Could make a lot of jokes there. And space, okay? So please, don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure if you're subscribed to my channel that you hit the bell notification. Make sure you're still subscribed to the channel, because a lot of people are saying, hey, you're right, Dan, I got knocked off. Join our email list, because one's going out this week and I got a bunch of cool announcements coming out. Cannot wait to share them with you guys. Onward and upward. I will see you guys very soon.